friendship with the world is enmity with God. I want to tell all the disobedient Christians of this world, please don't be too comfortable with the world. Stay awake, for our Lord Jesus is coming for us. This could happen at any time. Take a moment to read Luke 17, 26-36. If you are continually disobedient and enjoy the world more than our Lord Jesus, who died for you, you cannot expect to see His face. Obedience is very important to our Lord. He has shown me many Christians who will be left behind, including some people I know personally. He is coming for those who are ready and waiting for Him, and this will happen before we know and expect it. The heart of our Lord is hurting for disobedient people and lost souls. His love within me causes me to think about lost souls and lukewarm Christians everywhere. Because I know what will happen to them at the end if they don't wake up, I remain very vigilant in prayer for them. If you are a lukewarm Christian, please pay special attention to what I'm saying. You cannot love anything or anyone more than our Lord Jesus, who died for you. If a preacher tells you that all Christians who go to church will go to heaven, you'd better find another church. When we are saved, the Lord expects us to pray continually and to study the Bible. So be sure to stay awake spiritually without depending on everybody's teaching. When you continually study and pray, then you will understand the Bible's teaching, because the anointing will teach you all things. See 1 John 2:27. After we are saved, we must continually work on our salvation. This means we must obey God's word and please Him in every area of our lives. This book has mentioned obedience many times because this is very important to our Lord. He wants to bring everybody into His kingdom. Many Christians have many problems because of their disobedience to the Lord about tithes, offerings, and giving to the needy. They still live the same way they did before they were saved. I have studied many people who give tithes and offerings, and these included my son and daughter and my friends. Those who tithe and give offerings have lives that are continually blessed in every area. Conversely, those who don't tithe, even though they are going to church and do many things for God's work, often find that their lives are never really blessed, and they continually have problems. The Lord is very unhappy with people who are not tithing. See Malachi 3, 8-10. The Lord showed and told me clearly that whoever doesn't tithe will not see His face, because they love money more than Him. The tithe is 10% of whatever your gross pay is, not net pay. God doesn't need our money, but He wants every believer to bring the tithe to His house so the church can do God's work. Offerings are love gifts for the needy and a giving of thanks to God's house and different areas of ministry. All of God's work requires money. Anyone who is able to do these things faithfully will be blessed by Almighty God the most, because it is obedient and shows love. These two things are very important commands of God. If you truly want to be with Jesus forever in heaven and have a blessed life while you are on this earth, please pay close attention to what the Lord says. I have a responsibility to write the truth of God's words. I wrote this as clearly as I can, so new believers and some Christians who are confused about the tithe and offering can fully understand.